Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our America. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
December 21st, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So are you traveling for the Thanksgiving weekend? You may want to reconsider your mode of transportation if you're a germaphobe. Experts say that if you go to the airport, do not touch the touch screens. They could have things like MRSA, strep, influenza on them, so use your knuckle, they say. I mean, I guess unless you lick your knuckles. Also, at the train station, don't touch the escalator handrails. Off limits. Neuro and rotavirus. No good. Don't want to suffer through that during Thanksgiving dinner. Also, if you're renting a car, wipe down the steering wheel and the radio with bleach wipes, or just stay at home and have your family come over and you can spray them down with Lysol before they walk in. All right, let's go over this week's, or today's, top three headlines. First, law enforcement officers around the country are on edge after a spree of shootings on Sunday left one dead and three others injured, all being dubbed ambush-style attacks. Is this the new norm, and can we expect an outcry from the current White House resident? Also, after a meeting between President-elect Donald Trump and Mitt Romney over the weekend, the parade of potential cabinet suitors continues at Trump Tower in New York City. While a couple of those names and faces may look like locks for specific roles, one or two may surprise you, including a far reach across the aisle. And even though his presidency is finally coming to an end, President Obama has indicated he may stay active in the political scene, criticizing Donald Trump when appropriate. We'll talk about that as well as what else he said that he was hoping we wouldn't hear while in Peru this weekend. All that plus Hollywood and Broadway join hands to try and continue bashing the new administration and its supporters. One New York City congresswoman thinks Hillary Clinton should be appointed to Donald Trump's cabinet. And we have a poll to talk about. Yes, a poll. A poll that may tell us why mainstream media continues to suffer from abysmal, abysmal ratings. We have a lot to get to on this Monday, but first let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack after this very, very busy weekend. But in the meantime, during the break, if you want, head over to rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Check out the updated Rhino Rants, also some new articles. And if you want to write for the show, you can be a Rhino reporter. Send me your submission to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Also, check out the How to Listen tab there on the webpage. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. They have not kicked me off yet. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, as I just mentioned, you can email me. Questions, concerns, comments, thoughts, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Kalapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Big shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, as well as StreamingTalkRadio.com and KLRNRadio.com. That's the replay at midnight Tuesday to Saturday Eastern Time. So, all right. You got to check out Tina's Take. Tina's Take is the new RWB Network show that we have, so that's a good one. It's on Spreaker now. Okay, so Spreaker.com/Tina's Take, no apostrophe, it's right there. You can catch it there. It was on Podbean, we had to kind of move it over, so it's on Spreaker. Check that out, great show, and we have a new episode. It should be en route via email right now, hopefully it's there. So we'll put that up as soon as we get it. Also, see, snow doesn't slow us down here. We got a fair amount of snow, well, not necessarily right where I am, but in New York, we got a fair amount of snow. Some places over 12, 18 inches of snow, and that's pretty good. It's a lot of snow. You know what happens when it snows that much around here? The kids don't get off from school. They don't get off. What happens is they get two-hour delays. See, in some places, like out in California, you know, I remember San Francisco a few years ago, they wound up getting like 2 inches of snow, and the place shut down, completely shut down for like days. And then you have Atlanta a couple years ago. They got a couple inches of snow, and the whole place shut down. 18 inches of snow here? 2-hour delay. We'll see you at 10 o'clock. We'll see you at 10. That's how we roll around here in New York and Vermont. We're used to it. We deal with it. But kind of a, you know, white Thanksgiving for some people. Kind of cool. I remember growing up always having white Thanksgivings. So it's, won't have one here on Long Island, but just about north of here, everyone has snow. So that's kind of cool. The skiers are happy about it. They get to get out there a little early and put their skis on, do a little snowboarding in the mountains around here. So they're having fun with that, and a little snowmobiling too, I might add. So this weekend, I thought maybe I would have one of those okay sports weekends. Again, didn't work out for me. Didn't work out. All of my teams lost, every single one of them, for like the third week in a row. I couple that on top of just not feeling well. During the show, probably right before Friday's show, I started feeling a little off. I didn't feel great, so I took some cold medicine. And as the show was going on, I was like sweating. I felt temperature-y. Normally, when the shows end, I go, hey, we can go 2 more hours, no problem. So much information to go over. When it ended Friday, I was like, oh, all right, you know what? That's all I have in me. And I was sweating and not feeling good. And I've been sick all weekend. But I'm armed with some orange spice tea, some cough drops right now, and a cough button. So I think we'll get through this one. So I'm watching TV because the sports, no good. And I got to tell you about a couple of shows I saw, and then we'll get into the politics. If you guys haven't had enough politics over the last, 16 months, you can bear with me here for a few minutes. Number one, I said, okay, I'm not feeling great. What's this Doomsday show all about? There's a show called Doomsday on the History Channel. And it's 10 ways the Earth can die. How the Earth just might not exist. 10 different events. And each one's like an hour long. Now, if you're looking for a pick-me-up, something to make you feel a little bit better, this is not the show to watch. But if you're looking for information, entertaining. I watched one about how if the Earth got spun out of its orbit and headed towards the sun. I mean, pretty scary stuff. Scary stuff. And nothing's really preventing that from happening. All right, also, The Killing Season. Gotta check out The Killing Season on A&E. It's about the Long Island serial killer, which, you know, it just so happens, these bodies that were found in 2011, they're like 3.5 miles due south of where I'm sitting right now. It may be like 2 miles, actually, due south of where I'm sitting. So, really close, really interesting. They still haven't caught the guy yet or the girl. I mean, who knows? Could be anything, right? Got to check that on A&E. And then also, this is going to relate to our first topic. Live PD. I thought this was going to be sort of a dumb show. Live PD on Friday nights on, I think it was Nat Geo, National Geographic, and I think maybe also Discovery Channel. They follow around 6 different police officers in different parts of the country. It's like Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Walton County, maybe Florida, something like that in Florida. There's one in Columbia, South Carolina. They're all over. And there's a producer and a cameraman right in the car, and it's all coming to you live. So as the cops are pulling people over, it's not like watching Cops or anything like that, where it's all produced and edited and, you know, put out for TV. It's all live. And they have a couple of people in studio, I guess ex-police officers. I don't care for their banter so much, but I like seeing what's going on live. And you can see how these officers, how they deal with situations and what they deal with on a nightly basis. My favorite one is this guy, Sticks. Sticks Larkin. He's a sergeant in Tulsa. He's the gang unit. I had no idea Tulsa even had a gang unit. I didn't know Tulsa had gangs. But this guy, I mean, what a consummate professional. There's a gang member shot on his front lawn. So this Officer Larson, or Sergeant Larson, I'm sorry, he goes up to this gang member. He knows who it is. He recognizes him. And this guy got shot, looks like a low caliber, 22, 9mm, in and out wound. And he's holding the guy's hand. And he goes, it's me, it's Sticks, you're going to be okay. You know, and he's really, he didn't care that this guy was in a gang. Apparently the guy was trying to get out of the gang for a number of years. He was in prison, he just got out, you know, whatever the whole story is. But this sergeant, he didn't care about the gang affiliation. He didn't care that the guy was black or white or Jewish or Christian or Muslim, Buddhist. He didn't care. All he cared about was getting this guy medical attention and finding the people who did this to him. And I think it's something everybody needs to see. Because this is live. This is as it's happening. And you know, if there was ever a case where there was an officer using too much force, they would show that. And these guys are in some rough areas. Bridgeport, Connecticut is a pretty rough area. And these officers, I mean, kudos to them. They do a great job. So check that out, Live PD. It's on National Geographic. I think it's 9 p.m. on Friday nights. I think it's on demand, too, so you can check it out there. But tell them the Rhino sent you. Tell them I sent you. Now, this kind of parlays, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in the next segment, because we're kind of running out of time. I'm a little long-winded today. Maybe the medicine. Into what happened Sunday. Sunday, yesterday, in fact, 4 officers shot in 3 states. 1 has passed away. We don't know if this was orchestrated. Was it coincidence? Is it the times we're living in now? All I know is we haven't heard word 1 from the globe-trotting president. Nothing from him about how this is unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. We hear about him from about Cambridge. We hear about him from Trayvon Martin. We hear from him about Baltimore, about Ferguson. All instances where these cops were found to be, you know, not culpable. But we don't hear from him when officers get shot in Dallas. We don't hear from him when officers get shot in Baton Rouge. We don't hear from him when officer gets shot in St. Louis yesterday, Sanibel, Florida yesterday, Gladstone, Missouri yesterday. Don't hear about that. San Antonio. Don't hear about it. And what does that say about the left at this point? It says what we already knew, and it tells you why he is no longer president, and Hillary Clinton never had a chance of being president. We'll finish talking about this when we come back, plus the big meeting President-elect Trump had with Mitt Romney over the weekend. Hang in there, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You know, it never fails. It never fails. I'm going to get the emails. I'm going to get the emails that say, why did you spend X number of minutes, because someone's timing me, X number of minutes talking about TV shows? This is a conservative talk show. Stick to the issues. I get them all the time. I get them all the time. You know what? Come on, guys. It's been 16 months. 16 months we can spend 5 minutes talking about TV. How about that? You know, when I talk about sports, no one minds that. I get the emails about the Islanders and the Mets and how they stink, and yeah, I get it. I get it. Like, I haven't heard all that before. So, yesterday winds up being a terrible day for law enforcement, and it's going largely unnoticed, and that's because of what's going on with the transition teams, and mainstream media says, the Trump transition team, they don't know what they're doing, and they're taking too long, and these picks are bad, and the picks are good, and this person shouldn't be, and this person should be. They're all over the map with this. They don't want to focus on one of the reasons why Donald Trump, really one of the main reasons why he got elected, was because the average person out there sees that under a leftist, globalist, progressive administration, there is a target on the back of law enforcement officers. And this is why it took the Fraternal Order of Police about 18 seconds to endorse Donald Trump or the Border Patrol Union, because they see somebody who may finally put an end to this. And like I said last week on Friday, if you're a law enforcement officer out there, whether it's police, corrections, parole, probation, it doesn't matter. If you're out there, you should be standing and cheering that a guy like Senator Jeff Sessions got the nod for aging. He has to go through a confirmation hearing. I get that. And I don't think it's going to be as contentious as everyone says. Oh, he's not going to get it and Republicans hate him. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they're going to pick their battles somewhere else. I don't think the Congress and the Senate want to pick their battles with law enforcement. Because they see what happens when they do. And you can point to energy, and you can point to free to trade agreements, and you can point to immigration. But I really believe that law enforcement was one of the key early factors that drove Donald Trump to win the primary and then carried over into the general election. People, for the most part, revere law enforcement. They look at them as the good guy. There is a contingent out there that will always see law enforcement as the bad guy, and whether that's because of how they're raised, or whether it's because they just don't know any better, or they got a speeding ticket one day and they're all pissed off about it, for whatever reason, they don't like them. Maybe it's their surroundings at their safe space college. Maybe it's who they work with. Who knows? There is a small contingent. But the breadbasket, the middle of America, when you go outside of the big cities, law enforcement are considered to be heroes. And they are heroes, no matter which branch of law enforcement you're in. And someone like Senator Jeff Sessions will stick up for you. He will not come out and just slam law enforcement when it's unjust, such as Loretta Lynch does, and, you know, Eric Holder. They just couldn't wait. They could not wait to make it law enforcement's fault. Everything. Because there's no accountability. Nobody has any more accountability for their actions. And that stops here. The buck stops here. And these people, they can't handle it. Now, were these attacks yesterday, were they orchestrated? I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. Probably not. It would be a reach to say they were. But you have this Officer Benjamin Marconi, 50 years old, sitting in his car. Sitting in his car, he gets shot after completing a traffic stop. Shot twice in the head. It's a father of two, by the way. St. Louis police sergeant. Shot twice in the face about 7:30 last night, Eastern. 20-year veteran, 46 years old. We don't know his name. Not released. Sanibel, Florida. Shot and injured when someone fired at him while he was sitting in his patrol car after finishing a traffic stop, again, around 8 p.m. And then you have the one in Gladstone, Missouri. This was someone in their late teens had a gun, and the officer was wrestling with this person, finally got him into custody, or I guess shot him. He was finally shot and killed. Was it with the officer's gun? Was it with their gun? Who knows? But that would be the one you would hear about. That would be the one that Obama would say. He'd come out and say, no, totally unjust. We got to put him on trial. Let's hang him on the 10 o'clock news. That's the one you'd hear about. But mainstream media right now, they're too busy. Too busy to remember the heroes that died or got hurt yesterday. They're talking about Trump's transition team. But we need to honor them. These people put their lives on the line every single minute of every single day. They're never off duty. Finally, we'll have a president that recognizes that, recognizes their sacrifice and the sacrifices of their families. So we will always remember them here on this show. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Ben Carson. Is he throwing his hat back in the ring? Ben Carson says, hold on, wait a minute. Maybe I want to get back on the Trump train. And why is one Democrat congressperson saying that Hillary Clinton should be the ambassador to the UN? We'll be right back. Hang in there, guys.
It was the hottest dance sensation of its time. He was the hottest singer-performer.
The showroom at South Point invites you back to the early 60s with the legend himself, Chubby Checker. November 25th through the 27th. Tickets are dancing out the door. Get yours now. In person at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone at 702-797-8055. With Chubby Checker at the South Point.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You can check out all the old episodes of this show, even last week's shows, the week before that, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. They're all over the place, and you got to check out Tina's Take. Tina's Take, Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. So you got to check that out. Two episodes there and one in the queue. One in the queue. That'll be posted probably tonight. Hopefully tonight. All right, so the other big news this weekend was Donald Trump is going to meet with Mitt Romney. They're going to play some golf together or whatever. I had said last week I would have called him in and said, "Hey, Mitt, come over here. You know why I summoned you to be here? Because I can." That's when I would have told him to get lost. Get out of here. But I guess they're talking about Secretary of State Romney. I'm not in love with this. I like Rudy for the job better, even though I don't love Rudy Ford either. But if it's the choice between Mitt Romney or Rudy Giuliani, I go Rudy every day of the week. Every single day of the week. He's strong. Mitt Romney's not strong. He's just not a strong leader, a strong character. It didn't take balls to go out there and just completely lambast Trump during the primaries. That didn't take guts. That's what a weak person does. You know, it's like I didn't want to run, or my advanced team, or whatever they call it, that team, the exploratory committee, that's it. My exploratory committee said I didn't have a chance, so So I'll just, you know, go and make a statement at the University of Utah calling Donald Trump a fraud and hope everybody votes for Marco Rubio. And then I'm going to say we should split the party. In Indiana, you should vote for Ted Cruz. And in whatever it was, Minnesota or Florida, you should vote. That's what it was. In Florida, you should vote for Rubio, right? In Indiana, you should vote for Cruz. And then what was the other one? In Ohio, you should vote for John Kasich. So he was purposely, he was trying to split the party. Donald Trump was taking a wing of the party, the people who felt disenfranchised, not represented. He put them under his wing. He put them on his back, even a better metaphor, and said, let's go. I'm taking you through this. Mitt Romney wanted no part of that. No part, because his committee said he shouldn't run. So he goes out and makes a stupid speech at the University of Utah. I don't want him anywhere near Secretary of State. Nowhere near. He's not loyal. Not a loyal guy. Seems like a perfectly nice guy. But in this day and age, with this set of politics and this set of troubles and problems we have ahead of us in this country, we don't need nice. We need loyal. We need strong. He's neither one of those. Neither one. He said, oh, we had a far-reaching conversation. Shut up. Shut up. I'm done with this guy. Michelle Ray, looking at her for maybe education secretary. I would love that. I would love that. She would fight with these teachers' unions tooth and nail. We should not have unions in schools. They shouldn't be anywhere near our schools. Maybe the guys who work their butts off cleaning the schools and making sure they're safe, maybe they should have unions, not the teachers. Teachers should never be unionized because unions put teachers first, not students. I know people here on Long Island who are teachers' union who were told they had to make calls on behalf of Hillary Clinton. They had to. The union told them they had to. We don't need that in our schools. So she would take them on. Now, the other name we're hearing here is Marine Corps General James Mattis. Bulldog. Or Mad Dog, right? What do they call him? Mad Dog? Bulldog? I don't know. I blame the cold medicine. Mad Dog. He's Donald Trump says he's the real deal. Brilliant, wonderful man. What a career. We'll see what happens. He's the real deal. That's a typical Donald Trump statement. Yeah, that would be cool. I'd be okay with that. I guess they're also looking at Kelly Ayotte for this, maybe. And maybe General David Petraeus. You can't do that. You can't do it. After you just spent the last, 4 months wiping Hillary Clinton up and down the floor for having this classified information. You can't have a guy who was guilty be your, be the Secretary of Defense. General Jack Keane would be a good choice also. They're looking at, Tom Cotton, Senator, of course, out of Arkansas. Stephen Hadley, former National Security Advisor under President George W. Jim Talent, of course, a Republican Senator from Missouri. A lot of names being thrown around there. Daily Caller is saying that Romney will get the offer for Secretary of State. Mattis will get the offer for defense, and Scott Brown, former Senator Scott Brown, will head up the VA. That's what we're hearing from the Daily Caller. Pretty credible for the most part. You know, some people might not hate the Romney thing because Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, and that really means D.C. This may be a foreign policy position, and that's going to be okay with some people. Still not okay with me. He's not loyal. He's a whiny little boy, and I don't want him anywhere near Secretary of State office. So that's my thoughts on Mitt Romney, in case you couldn't tell. Ben Carson, maybe back in it. Just when you thought he was out, he pulls you back in. I guess his business manager was completely wrong when he said Mr. Carson feels he has no government experience to run a federal agency. Carson came out and said, no, that's not true. In fact, he said, now, my preference is to be on the outside and act as an advisor, but if going through the process of all they conclude that it would match me better in the cabinet, then I would do that. So they were looking at him for education secretary also, and health and human services, and possibly veteran affairs. But again, we're hearing from a Daily Caller that Scott Brown may be the veteran affairs secretary, and maybe Michelle Rhee there, or Ray, for education. I think Ben Carson, health and human services, I mean, what a match. The guy's the best pediatric neurosurgeon that's ever walked this planet. I mean, who would be a better match than that? And he's delegated a lot, whether it be in the operating room or his own practice. I mean, the guy has delegation experience, and he's dealt with the insurance companies. He wants to put healthcare back in the people's hands and the doctor's hands, and I get that. I get all of that. There's this Carolyn Maloney, Democrat out of New York, if you care. She happens to represent the district that Donald Trump lives in on the Upper East Side. She says, you know what? It would be a good move if Trump picked Hillary Clinton as the UN ambassador. This is how crazy this lady is. Yeah, you know, somebody that possibly compromised national security, broke all sorts of laws. Yeah, we should put her as the UN ambassador. She says she always has a positive way to advance the values of America. All right, let me put this out there. Hillary Clinton's values are not my values. Very, very different set of values. And I don't believe they are the values of most Americans, which is why we said no. We said no thank you. In fact, we said guilty. So she thinks this will be a bipartisan handout. Nah, come on. Come on, you don't do that. You don't do that. That's a dumb idea from a dumb Democrat. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about a poll. We have one poll here. It's the lone poll, and we have to talk about it. It's pretty interesting. Plus, Broadway and Hollywood holding hands and looking dumb again. Go figure. Hang in there, guys. All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Remember to check out all the old episodes and everything we have listed on rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, or you can email me, rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. You can follow me on Twitter, too, at rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Lots of ways to keep up with me. Keep up with me. Not too hard to keep up with me lately, though. I'm kind of a little sluggish. I'm a little sluggish the last few days. So there is one interesting meeting Donald Trump is having. I think it's today. He's meeting with this Tulsi Gabbard. She's a representative out of Hawaii. She is a Democrat. She is a big-time Bernie supporter. She was someone that they thought might put her hat in the ring for the DNC chair that was talked about right around the time where Debbie Wasserman Schmutz was ejected from that spot. Her and Donald Trump may have some agreement on trade. We've heard this before, how Donald Trump tried to woo the Bernie voters, and he did woo some of them. Yeah, some of them did vote Trump. They weren't saying that in the polls leading up, but they did wind up going Trump. Now, so they're thinking about maybe she could be the UN ambassador. Not Hillary Clinton. Not crooked Hillary Clinton, but Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii. So, I mean, I don't know. That's a reach. That's a reach. Would it really appease the Bernie voter? Do you really want to? I mean, such a... I don't know if it's worth doing. I don't know. All I know is anything would be better than Hillary Clinton. Anything. And that's not a possibility. So I don't want to put that out there. That's just what one lunatic Democrat representative, Carolyn Maloney, is saying out of the Upper East Side. I guess she wants to get reelected. Go figure. Drain that swamp. Drain the swamp. All right. Politico Morning Consult has a poll out. And they're saying Trump's favorability has climbed 9 points since this same poll was taken right before the election. He was polling at 37% favorability then. He's at 46% now. And his unfavorability, more telling, dropped from 61% to 46%. So he's even. He's got an even. This is the first time we've seen anyone even close to even that was a somewhat unbiased poll. I don't count the Reuters Ipsos poll. In fact, we learned, and this is off the topic a little bit, we learned that Reuters Ipsos was hiding their polls the last couple of days. That came out in the laundry a couple of days ago. So Reuters Ipsos, we knew from the beginning that they were full of garbage. So yeah, this is interesting. 19% think that Trump is more organized than past efforts. 34% think he's about the same. And this is all according to the chief researcher at Morning Consult. This is Kyle Dropp. Kyle Dropp, his name is. He says the honeymoon phase is common for new presidents. For example, Obama saw a 20-point swing in his favorability following the 2008 election. So that's his two cents. But either way, people are getting used to it. And we saw this in those perception polls, LA Times. People started to get okay. They started to recognize the idea that this might happen. And, hey, it just took about 2 weeks after the election to actually come together. So, hey, better late than never. All right, what happened Friday? This was terrible, this Hamilton stuff. I woke up Saturday morning and I see the hashtag boycott Hamilton. Like I even want to go to that anyway, but boycott Hamilton. I guess the guys stood up afterwards and taking their bows. And, you know, these typical Hollywood Broadways just can't shut up. They don't know when to be quiet. Most of them are just so severely uneducated on political topics that they're even just too dumb to realize they shouldn't comment on them. And we'll throw Colin Kaepernick into that mix. So he gives Pence a lecture. Of course, VP-elect Mike Pence in the crowd with his family. They give him a lecture. You guys don't care about us. The people are booing him. And, you know, yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. In fact, the worst part about it was that they were booing VP-elect Mike Pence during the show. They were interrupting songs during the show. And it's these really hoity-toity, liberal, better-than-you Manhattanites that were doing it. You know, they don't care about the person like me or you who maybe actually wanted to see Hamilton and saved up to $3,000 it cost to see it. They've seen it 4 times already, and they're going to use that to now express their opinion irrespective of whether or not you like the guy or not. They're going to ruin your show. That's the more important part to me. You know, the fact that these idiots come out afterwards and say, oh, we're going to read you something, a lecture, hope you're still here. Who cares? Who cares? Go away. Go away. No one cares. This was a publicity stunt. They're sold out for the next 2 years. They want to sell out for 2 more years after that. That's all this is. And you can't listen to these people. That's why Hollywood is so mad. And they went on these rants last night at the AMAs. Gigi Hadid or something like that. I don't even know who the hell this is. Who is this? I don't know. And then the guy from Saturday Night Live, they're making fun of Melania's accent. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if somebody got up there, let's say like a Brad Paisley or something. I mean, is he Republican? I don't even know. Some country guy who's, who's the one that does Colt 45? That guy? Let's say he gets up and he does like a black impression, like a stereotypical black impression of Michelle Obama. Could you imagine what would happen? Oh, forget about it. He'd be done. They'd run him out of the country. So they get up and they're doing the Eastern European accent, and they're, you know, of Melania, and then you had this guy making fun of Trump. It was terrible. Yet Idina Menzel was there, and her and Mark Cuban were making, you know, fun of Trump. Listen, leave. Didn't you guys all say you were going to leave? Just leave already. We don't want you. We sure as hell don't need you. And I'm tired of listening to you. I'm tired. This is why I don't watch that stuff. I don't watch anything live anymore. Except for Live PD. Gotta watch that. But other than that, I don't watch anything live. Terrible, these people. And Green Day gets up there. They put in the middle of their song, no Trump, no KK, no fascist USA. Oh, yeah, says the big sellouts, Green Day. They're widely regarded as being the biggest sellouts ever in punk rock history. But they're the ones screaming about fascism. You guys don't know anything. You don't know anything. You're uneducated. You can act barely. barely. All right, we come back. We'll talk about another bad actor, President Obama, what he said in Peru over the weekend. I was hoping we didn't notice. All that, plus Twitter accounts got hacked. They got hacked. They hacked some big ones. We'll go over all that when we come back. Hang in there, guys. Sure.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. So, you know, one of my favorite songs by this band I used to listen to called Green Day, was Do You Know the Enemy? I used to love that song. They played that song when the Islanders came on the ice and everything. And yeah, we know the enemy. It's you. You're the enemy. Green Day, you are the enemy. Leftist, progressive, globalist, you are the enemy. So heed your own warnings in your own song there, Green Day, or Billy Joe Armstrong, whatever the heck your name is. You have a lot of money. You're better than all of us, right? That's how it works. All right, so the president, until further notice, he's in Peru, and he says a whole bunch of things I was hoping we weren't paying attention to, like he's going to interject if he feels something Donald Trump is doing isn't right, he doesn't agree with it. He's going to interject, going to voice his opinion, even though the Bushes don't do that. You know, listen, the Bushes, they didn't get involved in the election either. So, but I guess George W. had said that he would not interject with Obama, and he's just going to ride off into the sunset, and he thinks it does a disservice to the presidency. Well, Obama, he doesn't care about the presidency because he thinks it's more of a monarchy. That's why he doesn't care about it. So he's going to stay in D.C. He's going to interject when he feels the need to, going to stay engaged, you know. So I guess he'll be giving us more of that okey-doke, right? Is that what he calls it, the okey-doke? We can look forward to more okey-doke. He also says, this is in Peru. This is Lima, Peru, yesterday. He says that these elections, they always favor Republicans. They always favor us. Is this guy crazy? Like, what is he smoking in Peru? Democrats start off every single general election with anywhere from 220 to 240 electoral votes. How does that in any way mean that Republicans have the advantage? Donald Trump had to run an inside straight three times over to win on November. Hillary Clinton had to win like one state. Like one extra state is all she needed. She had one swing state or just hold the blue states. It's all she needed. But it's rigged, he says. He says that as long as Wyoming gets the same number of senators as California, it's going to be tilted toward the Republicans. So you hear that, Wyoming? Doesn't care about you. Thinks your voice shouldn't count. Thinks the founding fathers were wrong. And this is why places like Jefferson want to secede from California. For this very, very same reason. This guy is a globalist of the highest order. All that matters are like the 15 major cities in this world. That's all they care about. If you're a Bilderberg person, you know that. There's like 13 or 15 major cities. That's all they care about. Everybody else can go kick rocks. And that's what this president thinks of you. And that's what Hillary Clinton thinks of you. And that's why she didn't win. He even says this. He says she spent too much time catering to the cities, going to the cities that they knew were going to vote for her anyway. She didn't go to the rural areas. She didn't go where she thought, you know, she was better than. She wasn't going to go to the middle of Indiana or the middle of Iowa. She's better than that. She can't do that. And he says that's one real big reason why she lost. Was she pandered to the same people? You know, he's starting to say, listen, she lost it. He's starting to come to the realization we've hit the five stages of grief. Now we're at acceptance for Obama. Some of these people are still in denial and the whole popular vote thing, but at least the president has gone through those stages pretty quickly. Twitter, last little thing here. They had a big hack over the weekend. PlayStation, Viacom, Xbox Support, a whole bunch of them. The New Yorker, they all got hacked because they all used this Twitter counter as the name of the account to try and, like, put out, you know, scheduled tweets and gain followers. It's kind of like Crowdfire, something like that. They all used that, and that thing was hacked, and they were putting out all these messages on how to get more followers. Hey, get 5,000 more followers. You guys have all seen this before. But if you clicked on the link, they hacked into your phone or your computer or something. Twitter says they cleared it all up. So no worries. If you're still on Twitter, if they haven't kicked you off yet, you can use that Twitter counter or whatever the hell it's called. All right, guys. Hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. A huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please, please, please be safe. You all depend on what you guys do every single day. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.